Devin Booker. Book on the spin. Fires for the win! Got it!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, now you do. He is ridiculous. Okay?
Told you were going to hear that a lot today. Again, Kevin Ray and Eddie Johnson on Fox Sports Arizona. That led to the post-game show on Fox Sports Arizona with Tom Leander and our next guest, Suns legend Tom Chambers, joining us here on the show. Tom, what was your reaction when that ball went through the hoop? Can you say it on the air?
Well, we all went crazy. We really did. For a game down there in the bubble, you know, not a whole lot of people are watching. You're not thinking much about it. It was an incredible game. An incredible shot. And when we talked to Devin after the game, I was like, you turned the wrong way. And he's like, no, I turned the right way.
Like, yeah, that's funny.
For him to roll over his right shoulder all the way around and have Kawhi Leonard fly by, you know, top five defender, Paul George jumping at the shot, what, top five defender, mm-hmm. both of them all in his mug, and he just friggin' drains it. What a great, great, great shot that was.
What and you can see across the country today, a lot of websites, a lot of players on Twitter are really paying homage to Devin Booker for coming up with that kind of shot on command. What does that shot on command say about a basketball player, TC?
Well, I mean, you can't say much more about it. That's as clutch a shot as there was. Now, no, it wasn't a playoff game, and no, you know, there was really nothing on the line other than their personal pride. And obviously, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard were doing everything to stop it. But it just shows you how good that young man is. He wanted to take it. He did take it. He got the opportunity. He shot a shot. I haven't seen him turn that way at all. And he just knew it was going to go down. And there's not much more you can say about it other than, It was tremendous. But, you know, of all the people, you know, chiming in and congratulating him and saying, you know, what a shot. I mean, that's today's society with the whole social media thing, and it's cool, and it makes you feel good. And I was reading some of them myself. It shows you how good he is and the respect he's getting right now and earning. I mean, this respect he's getting is something that they're just not handing it over to him. He's earning everything that he gets.
Yeah. Tom Chambers, Suns broadcaster, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. As good as Book has been in these three games, Tom, it hasn't been a one-man show. They're getting contributions. Ricky Rubio's playing really well. Mikal Bridges struggling a little bit offensively, but still making big plays defensively. And Bick and I were talking earlier this week about, you know, this is such a weird situation for all these teams. And there were questions of what teams really want to be there and what teams are going to make the most of this opportunity. And we heard all this talk from Monty Williams throughout the season about culture. It finally feels like the culture is being built. A lot of times that's just words. Do you get the same feeling that this culture is actually being built?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, this whole thing, this whole, you know, go to the bubble and bond as a team and grow as a team and listen to Monty every single day. They've grown so much, and they are loving the experience, and the benefits it's gonna you know, give this team down the road. You know, right now, today, you're seeing it, but next year and the next year and the next year, it's going to be unbelievable. I mean, Monty is an absolute blessing for this group, and what he's selling right now, they're buying it. I mean, everything that he says, they just absorb, they soak up. You see these young guys come along and playing so well. You know, I mean, even Cameron Payne, who he knew from Oklahoma City, knew what he was capable of doing, brought him in here, told him what he needed to do, and look what he's doing. And Cam Johnson, I mean, this guy wasn't even supposed to be pick what, you know, 10 within 10 picks of where they picked him, and he looks like a steal, like a bargain now. So what they're doing, they see character in people, they're bringing in people that are going to grow with what they're trying to do, and it's just so fun to watch. I mean, seriously, when he made that shot last night, there's not a whole lot of us in the games, but that roof almost blew off the place. We were so, it was just so exciting to see all of this hard work that they're getting paying off.
All right, what do you think? Because as they play these high leverage games, there's very little margin for error. And I thought DeAndre Ayton started well yesterday, but then there were times when he let guys blow by him. His lack of engagement was maddening. And then when D-Book was taking a rest down the stretch, that was the time when I thought DeAndre had to want the ball, had to take over the game, and he just didn't look like he did at that point in time. Where does he have to go to match this moment of what the Suns are trying to accomplish?
You know, it's a great question. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I was watching him on defense, and he wasn't coming up, and guys were going by him. There was a lot of opportunities where he could have come across and tried to block a shot. He didn't. Just did not look engaged, whereas I believe everybody else on the team is, and really getting after it. And it's just so frustrating, because you see him, he'll get 20 and 10, and I'm sure him and his people are looking at the stat sheet saying, oh, wow, that's great. Look what you did. And yet there's so many things there where just his intensity, I don't even care about the stat sheet, just his intensity where he could come over and, you know, when Kawhi was going to the basket all those times, where was DeAndre? He wasn't coming over to try and help and block shots. And I just think that he needs to somehow light the fire. I mean, when he went down to Orlando, he said, yeah, you're going to see the monster in me. And you know, he does a lot of talking, but not a lot of walking. And, yep. and I want him to take that next step. And every time he has one of those games where you're like, okay, he gets it, then you get back to mediocrity. And for them to be winning these games without an inside presence right now is even more unbelievable. And you'd think that you know, when they watch these films, they're going to have to see that he just was not engaged, especially defensively. Zubac wore him out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, it just, he really did. And so he's got to get after it.
Tom Chambers, our guest here on Bickley and Murata on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Obviously, when this all started, the Suns got the invite, the last invite in the Western Conference. Many people said they don't belong there. Playoffs was not even a possibility. With the way that they've played and the way things are shaking out in front of them, I can't believe I'm saying this, TC, but playoffs are a possibility right now. How do you gauge the possibility of that happening?
Well, I mean, there's a possibility, just like Monty said, there's a crack in the door, and we want to bust it open, and that'd be great. But they can win every game down there and not make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, they really can. So these other teams have to basically fall off a cliff. I don't see Portland doing that. You know, Memphis maybe now, because they lost their center power forward, if you will, and so they're not playing well either. But I just don't know. I can't get too excited about playoff hopes or expectations, but I can get excited about the way they're playing and how that's going to translate into next season. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. But for them to get into the playoffs in this situation would be just an absolute miracle. Now, will they be within four games of the eighth spot? Yes, but I believe there will be two or three other teams right there above them that are going to be in that position. And I thought it was going to be Portland and Memphis playing. And I thought Portland could beat Memphis, especially now. But Memphis may fall out of that spot right now, because they just don't seem to have a going for them. And now they lost. Oh my gosh! How come I can't even think of the Jaren Jackson?
The guy.
They lost to a meniscus. Yes.
Yep.
So that's going to hurt them bad.
Part of the reason I love listening to you and to EJ is you guys are both you're blunt and honest and candid, and you've also played in meaningful games, and you know what it's like, and you know what it takes to win when you start getting higher and higher up the mountain. What did that feel like for you? Because you could kind of hear EJ kind of vibing with what was going on. It has been a long time since this market, since you guys have experienced and broadcasted meaningful basketball games.
Oh, it's been an eternity. I mean, I've been retired since 97 and talking about the team, and it's been a decade since we've really been able to get excited about it. But there's just so many things, so many, you know, dynamics to what's going on with Monty. What a great hire for him to come in here for 5 years. You know, having Devin drafting him, even the draft this year with Cam Johnson. I just love what's transpiring here. And it looks now, I mean, how many years did the Suns draft somebody high in the first round? And you're like, what did they draft this guy for? And now they're not here. They're, you know, somewhere else in the league trying to make it. So the decisions they're making and getting them in here and developing them and coming together and enjoying each other and playing hard. I mean, it is so fun for me, for Eddie, to watch what's transpiring right now, because it looks to be something that's going to be able to sustain itself for a long period of time.
When you look at this team going into the offseason, whenever it gets here, Tom, and continuing to build for the future, next year will be a big year for Monty Williams and this franchise. What is the biggest ingredient missing in your mind? What should they target this offseason?
I'm not even worried about them targeting anything. I really am not. I think they have the components in every position to be there. They just need DeAndre to become what we all believe he can be. And you know, when he goes out there and he dominates, this team doesn't lose. They really don't. I mean, they lead the league in assists, and that is just such a telling thing. They shoot great from the free throw line. You know, although DeAndre doesn't shoot any free throws, you know, so
right.
they just need him to step up and be a man. And when he does that, when he chooses to do that, because there's nothing holding him back except for himself, then this team could be a you know, one of those teams that makes the playoffs, and it's just a given every single year.
What do you think about what you've seen so far? I know it's difficult for all the broadcasters involved to be kind of processing this stuff remotely and then trying to give it the proper, you know, excitement and energy and expertise and all that stuff. But from a grand scheme, how do you think these games are coming off? Do you think the NBA's done well in presenting them? They look pretty cool to me.
They look awesome. It looks like a video game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they just... It looks great. I when I went in there for the first game, I was like, oh man, I hate coming down here. It's 115 freaking degrees. I'm leaving the mountain. I'm doing all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And as soon as I saw the product and what they were doing there, I was like, man, this is kind of cool. You know, this is kind of cool. And then the Suns started playing that way. I mean, even in their three, you know, practice games, if you will, two of the three, they were really good. And then they got into these games, and the first two opponents were, you know, they weren't the greatest ones, but that, you know, Dallas, you know, obviously is a playoff team. But then after that, it went Clippers, and it's going to get even tougher. And they just keep rising to the occasion, and they're taking full advantage of what's going on down there. You got to give the league a lot of credit because it does look good. They're protecting the players, you know, whereas in other sports, it's much more difficult because they can't put them inside of a gym and not let them go somewhere when you're talking about football and baseball. So it's a much more difficult, you know, process there. But I can't say enough about them, you know, putting these guys in a safe spot and allowing them to compete in this situation and giving everybody that had a chance to make the playoffs an opportunity. Even though the Suns, you didn't think they had a chance, with this play-in thing, there may be a chance, and it's really fun to watch.
Tom, last thing before we let you go, we appreciate your time. Based on what you've seen at the bubble, has anything you've seen in terms of the top-level teams changed your pick to win the championship this year, and who is that team?
You know, I don't think anything has really changed. The only thing that's changed is teams don't feel that motivated, in my opinion, the really good teams, to worry about their seating because there's no home court advantage now. They're all playing on the same court.
Yeah.
There's no fans for anybody.
That's true.
So that's going to change what they're going to do. Now, you may see them want to move up or down on the opponent they get, but not so much whether they're fourth or fifth or eighth or first. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just the opponent they're going to play. So you could see some, you know, posturing and positioning for that. But this lack of a home court advantage is the only thing that I see that's going to really change, you know, the outcome of games. So they're playing for personal pride now. It's basically all it is. And so you see these teams, like the LeBron-led teams or the Giannis-led teams, they're still going to be right there. They're going to be the teams to beat.
Yeah. Tom, thanks so much for the time, as always. We really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Tom Chambers, Suns legend and broadcaster. You can catch him on the pregame, halftime, postgame with Tom Leander on Fox Sports Arizona. He joined us here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.